Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. It is 7:30, and it is time for Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined. What?
I said, did you lose your train of thought there?
No, I didn't lose my train of thought. I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Okay.
As you can all tell, I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. We're here. We're going to discuss Fan Fest 12. And people, let me tell you, if you missed that show, oh my goodness. There was so much action and controversy, and it was everything you would expect out of FanFest and then some. I mean, even the pre-show had its, I won't say there's drama in the pre-show, but let me tell you, that the whole show, top to bottom, front to back, don't matter how you looked at it, that show was stacked. No questions asked. I mean,
absolutely, it was an amazing show.
Yeah, you were actually there, so.
I was there. I was front row.
We saw.
I was there.
Ed.
I was front row. It was.
Quite the
sight. It was something else. Absolutely.
We saw just in the pre-show, we saw the team of the Eds, Crazy Ed and Eddie, take on the Odyssey. Now, the Odyssey, they're a newer team, young up and comers, but they seem to like to take a lot of shortcuts. However, they took on the veteran team of the Eds, who really, I think, took those boys to school. I mean, we saw the Eds come out on top, and you saw it, I saw it. It was a party afterwards. The Eds do like to have a good time out there.
Yes, they do.
And it was the only way you were going to see it, the future stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation were in action. They were in a battle royal. This is probably going to be, at least for the time being, the biggest battle royal of their careers. Just for the fact of the winner of that battle royal got to earn a spot on the main roster. Now, I don't know about you, but I saw these men take it to the limit trying to earn that one open coveted spot on the NWF main roster. And I mean, they put it all out there. It came down to Kimba and Andrew Reed were your final two. And let me tell you, those two went at it back and forth. However, your winner and newest member to the main roster, Andrew Reed. Now, I may not like some of Andrew Reed's tactics, but I will say this much. He does work hard, and he did earn that spot on the main roster. I think there was a lot of fans that were. The fans seemed to enjoy that match. And I mean, me personally, I wouldn't mind seeing. There's a number of people I actually wouldn't mind seeing Andrew Reed go toe to toe with on the main roster. But there's a few that are down in the futures roster too that I wouldn't mind seeing him take on, because I think there was a few people that thought obviously thought they should have been the winner of that match. And Kimbo would be one of them.
And I think sometime down the road, Kimbo versus Andrew Reed will happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, as always, we always have a special guest every time the NWF does a show on Match Chat. And tonight is no different. So, Ace, I believe we have some callers on the line that we need to welcome to the show.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have two callers on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me
welcome to the show.
Gideon Weinstein and the new Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Champion, Hollywood, Adam Swayze.
Gary.
That's right.
Gary.
That's
Gary.
Right.
Sorry, boss. Yes. Sorry, boss. I got to do this correctly because nobody can ever do it right. Is that okay with you, boss?
Absolutely, Gideon. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Introduce me as the new Tri-State Champion.
More than happy to, boss. Kelly Ace Diamond, shut your mouth for a second and listen to greatness. Schmucks and broads, ugly little neighborhood kids listening. Let me present to you my absolute honor, my best friend and my boss, and most importantly, the new Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Champion, Hollywood Adam Swayze. How was that, boss?
Yeah, perfect. Perfect as always.
Thanks, boss.
So, you know, just because it's me and I'm not going to change who I am for anybody, let's kick this off. Let's talk about gender tag match.
No.
Why?
Why?
Let's talk about the NWF Tri-State Championship match. Let's talk about that 2 out of 3 falls match. Let's talk about Hollywood Adam Swayze beating Alex Taden in the middle of that ring, not once, but twice at FanFest.
Twice.
Club.
Two times. That's right. But you know what, boss? For once, Kelly has a point. Let's talk about, just for 2 seconds about that tag team match, because I got a point to make. Everybody saw it.
Yeah, you lost.
Everybody saw what happened. Yeah, you're right, Kelly. For once in your stupid life, you're actually correct. You're actually correct. I did lose that match. You know why? You know why I lost that match? I was screwed. I was robbed. I was robbed of my moment of glory, my fan fest moment, my chance to prove that I can beat up any dumb broad in the room. What happened, boss? Tell the people what happened. Go ahead.
Oh,
you saw it.
Oh, I saw what happened, Gideon. I saw what happened. And what happened was, what's your name, Sydney? Is that her name?
I don't even know.
I didn't catch her name. I haven't seen her. But she comes running.
I didn't catch
her
name, boss.
It's pretty
I didn't
much,
see her face.
It's pretty much
because she hit me from behind.
One. Yeah, she hit you from behind. It's 3-on-1 because you know Lexi Green didn't do anything that whole match. You had to do everything.
It's 3-on-1.
Do you really expect Gideon to win? I, Hollywood Adam Swayze, can't take 3 people on by myself.
Well,
do you really
sure,
think
I mean, sure
Gideon's
going
to do it? If I can't do it?
So are you basically accusing Hall of Fame NWF Women's Champion Cindy of doing something underhanded?
Kelly, let me ask you a question. Let me reverse this. Let me ask you a question here. All right?
All right.
You've been a professional wrestler for a long time, right? Like 40, 50, 60 years, something like that, yeah? So you know all the ins and outs. You know all the rules, is that correct?
Oh, I'm very familiar with the rules.
Every time I come on here, you tell me how much I don't know the rules, and you know the rules. So let me ask you a question. Interfering in a match that you are not involved in, that's against the rules, right? Yes or no?
It's only cheating if you get caught.
No, you didn't answer my question. Interfering in a match that you do not belong in is against the rules. The answer to that question is yes. Hitting a male athlete below the belt, that is against the rules, yes?
Absolutely, that is correct.
Yes. Both of those things happened to me on Saturday. Both of them. Cindy was not involved in the match. That was not the contract I signed. And also, on top of that, she hit me when no man should ever be hit. So, I mean, if you want to get on here and say that Nikki Victory and Big Mama won, that's fine. I suppose technically they did. But at what cost, Gary? They want to come out every week. They want to talk about me, about things that I do, about my tactics. But then, on the biggest stage in NWS history, they sink down to this level, and they got to cheat to beat me. Is that admirable, Miss Kelly? Is that what heroes do?
While I'm not saying that I condone third party or even second party interference if they're not able to be a competitor in that match,
which Cindy was not,
I do feel you got a taste of your own medicine.
Well, you know what? That's my take on that. You know what? I disagree, and I hate your voice, and I was cheated. I was robbed, okay? I just want all the people to know
you
that.
You were kidding.
But they already
you
know
were.
Because they saw it happen. So let's move past that. Let's move beyond that. Let's move to the single
now,
greatest moment in my professional and personal life, and that would be the moment I got to stand in the middle of the ring. Kaylee, I'm speaking.
I hear what you're saying. I'm telling you, zip your lip for a minute. We will get to Adam Swayze's match.
Mr. Swayze.
I'm the star of the show, Kaylee.
I was going to save it for last. Is that all right with you?
Important. Yeah, because it's the most important.
I mean, I don't know why the whole show is
happening on this show.
Around me, but okay. Go right ahead, Kelly. Go right ahead.
We saw in action the self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson,
he is
take on the Star Rider.
Why do I have to say it like that? He's 22.
What?
I've seen his driver's license.
Gideon, how exactly does Jay Donaldson stay 22 years old, 16 years?
How? I don't know. He defies aging, I guess, boss. I'm not a doctor. That's not something I can figure out, but I'm pretty sure he's 22.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
it's a known fact.
Mm-hmm. See what you want to believe on that. Stipulation in that match was if the Star Rider lost, he had to unmask and reveal his identity to the NWF Army. However, if Jay Donaldson lost, he would have to put on a mask. And not just for a day, not just for a short time. He has to wear that mask until he actually wins another match. Truth be told, I think the mask is a vast improvement. Again,
honestly,
my opinion.
Honestly, Callie, this is one time that I actually wanted Jay Donaldson to lose because God help us all if that mask came off from Star Rider.
Yeah. I agree, boss. I said it once. I'll say it a million times. Guy wears a mask for a reason. Now, obviously, I ain't never seen a star on his face. I'd bet money that he's probably hideously ugly. Probably has, like, a big stupid nose or something. Probably has real stupid hair.
I would bet all of my money in one bank account, not all of them, because, you know, I'm not that stupid. But I'd bet all of my money in one bank account that that is the ugliest man in the world.
I bet. You know what, boss? I wouldn't even take that bet because I bet you'd be correct.
Yeah.
I can say this for once we agree on something, although we agree for different reasons. We saw Josh Adams take on David Tyler, hair versus hair, and yes, somebody did leave bald, and it was none other than David Tyler. And I'm just going to tell you now, I was rather entertained by that fact.
I bet
by
you were.
By the fact that Josh Adams shaved David Tyler's head bald, let me see Josh Adams' cosmetology license. Does he have one? No. So what he did in that ring is a crime. It's a crime. He can't be cutting hair. He can't be doing anything like that without a cosmetologist's license.
That's a fact.
So, if you think it's entertaining, someone's going to go to jail, Callie.
Believe that all you want. It's in the contract that he was allowed to do so, and therefore, no longer illegal.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that Schmuck Star Rider came out. He did not sign a contract, and he helped Josh Adams shave David Tyler's head. Did he have a cosmetology license? Was he absolved by a contract? I don't think so.
We don't know if Star Rider has a cosmetology license.
Did Star Rider come out? Why? Why? Because him and Josh are buddies? They're friends?
Because David Tyler is a sniveling, whining brat that was going to try to run and get out of getting his head shaved.
Wow, I personally think David Tyler is a great gentleman.
Star Rider just took it upon himself to place himself into that moment. I don't think that's his call to make. I don't think that's his move to make.
We will agree to disagree there. We saw the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship on the line as the Crimson Mafia defended against Brandon Taggart. And for unknown circumstances, Aaron Extreme was not there. We did find a suitable replacement as Kimba teamed with Brandon Taggart to take on the Mafia. Mafia obviously feeling threatened since they attacked Brandon Taggart even prior to FanFest starting. Chris Harris came out during the tug of war and attacked Brandon Taggart. That really makes you wonder, if they attacked Taggart, what did they do to Aaron Extreme that he wasn't there?
Well, you know what, Callie? Honestly, Aaron Extreme might have ended up like Frankie, Gideon's old guy that he used to run with. Aaron Extreme might be taking a trip into the ocean right now. You don't know. But one thing's for sure is that I saw Brandon Taggart. He was talking all this smack to Wildcat outside. I saw it. I heard it. Gideon, did you see it?
I absolutely did. I'm pretty sure Brandon Taggart pushed him, too.
Exactly. So, really, in my eyes, Wildcat's just defending himself. Does he not have a right to do that, Callie? Sure, he was using that nightstick and everything. But still, so what? That doesn't matter.
And he did it from behind, which is very cowardly, I might add.
Okay to jump people from behind. Because 5 minutes ago when Stingy did it to me, it was okay. But now the Wildcat Chris Harris is doing it, it's not okay. Okay, all right, that's fine. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
No, I did not say that for some people, but not for other people. No, what I said earlier was, I think you got a taste of your own medicine. I did not say I condoned it.
Gideon has never once hit anybody below the belt.
Nope. Never jumped anybody from behind. I've never cheated.
No.
That's right. Thank you, boss.
Never. oh my God, you two need eye exams and history lessons.
Well, Kenny wears glasses, so clearly he gets them all the time. I pay for it.
He may need to find a new eye doctor, and you may need to find one, period.
I got a history lesson for you, Callie. Here's a history lesson for you. I'm going to throw out a little bit of math, too. I'm going to throw out a number here, 200. It has been over 200 days that the Crimson Mafia has held those tag team championships. And I don't see them losing them anytime soon. That's a fact.
That is a we'll have to wait and see. Oh, the Mafia is very talented, so why they feel they need to stoop to the bottom-feeding tactics is beyond me. Because I've never once disputed Anthony Bryant being one of the most, if not the most decorated champion in NWF history. Lord Crewe is just a nasty, mean individual who is extremely strong, and you've got Wildcat Chris Harris basically as the person guiding that team who has got years of experience. He has traveled the world. So, like I said, why they feel the need to stoop to such underhanded tactics when, honestly, I don't see a reason for them to, is beyond me. We saw that tables match that absolutely brutal on all, any way you looked at it.
Actually,
Muldoon
let's talk about that tables match. Well, let's talk about that tables match, because from my point of view, it looked to me like Titan went through that table first, not Muldoon.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see a replay on that slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I agree with
you. Because to me, it looked like Titan went through the table first, then Muldoon fell on top of Titan.
Obviously, that's not how the referee saw it.
Well, maybe that referee needs that eye exam that you were talking about earlier, Callie.
Do we know who the referee was in that match? Was it that smart Cameron? Because we already know he can't call the match.
Offhand, I'm not 100% sure who the referee was. That's something definitely that
you don't
I
watch the show.
Into.
You don't watch
no,
the
actually,
show, Kelly, clearly.
My focus is not on who the referee is. My focus is on the action that's going on in the ring, not the referee.
Your focus clearly also isn't on people sliding in the ring and hitting other people below the belt. But anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on. We saw Pompano Joe take on Impact Wrestling superstar and OVE member Dave Crist. Now,
and Pompano Joe walked out with the victory on that one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Doesn't matter where he's from. Doesn't matter where he's been. The best wrestlers in the world are at the Northern Wrestling Federation.
You still can't find a person that can accept and defeat Pompano Joe in the Homie Don't Play That challenge. You can't.
Hasn't happened.
I don't think there is one.
I don't think, well, besides you, boss, but except, you know, us and Pompano Joe were friends, so.
Exactly. One, I'm friends with Pompano Joe. I like Pompano. Two, I'm not stupid enough because I don't even want to risk the slightest bit of getting dropped on my neck like everyone else does.
I've literally seen Pompano Joe tear people's arms off and hit them with it. I've seen that happen.
Dave Crist had that match won in hand until Pompano Joe brought that powder into play again.
What I didn't see no powder. I didn't see that.
Nope.
Oh, of course
didn't
you didn't.
Either.
Of
well,
course
hey,
not.
Did the referee see it? Obviously not. So it's not cheating if you don't get caught. Right, Callie? Isn't that what you said?
That is what I said.
Well, then it looks like Pompano Joe won fair and square.
Uh-huh. I already regret saying that. We saw for the Unified Championship, the ultimate ladder match. We saw Team Money, Christopher Michael Lotus, Justin Lane, the return of Virus, and still your Unified Champion, Lexus Montez.
Did you see in that match, Kelly? Did you see how hard Team Money hit Virus? I honestly thought Virus was flying out of the building. I really thought he was going to go flying through the wall. Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay. Which time? There was multiple times Team Money hit Virus and Virus went flying. I mean, and that shot off the ladder was, oh my God, was all I could say. That one was
crazy.
That match was, all I can say about that match was that had to be one of the most talented groups of individuals that have ever been compiled together for that style of match in FanFest history. And the NWF Army got their money's worth out of that match. Lexus Montez retaining that title, and it was just wow. I mean, the match altogether was impressive. The people competing in that match, no regard for their own safety, put everything on the line as a shot to become the new Unified Champion. In what was a last man standing match, we saw Nasty Russ go one-on-one with Fairfield's favorite son, Jesse Hyde. And that match was ungodly brutal.
You want to talk about hard hitting? You thought Team Money hit Virus hard. You hadn't seen anything until this match.
That,
I mean, it doesn't get more personal than these two guys. They've been going at each other for months and months now, every month in Fairfield. These two guys come out and they just beat the dog you know what out of each other.
Oh, exactly. And then Nasty Russ not being able to handle the fact that he didn't walk out victorious attacks Jesse Hyde as he's celebrating with his brothers in the ring.
Who should not have been in the ring, by the way.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure last time I checked that Jesse Hyde's brothers were not trained professionals, so they shouldn't be in the ring.
You know, boss, there's a lot of things going on in Northern Wrestling Federation that just don't make any sense.
We're
letting people get in the ring when they're not trained professional athletes. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No, we're letting people hit others from behind, below the belt, in matches that they're not even in.
Yeah, that's Roger Ruffin is clearly not running a very tight ship there.
And let's talk about the fact that when Nasty Russ decided he needed to attack Jesse Hyde and his brothers after the match, none other than the surprise of all surprises up until that point, Lexus Montez came out to run Nasty Russ out of the ring.
Yeah. Don't really know why Lexus did that one.
Lexus Montez must have hit his head real hard somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because
that
just doesn't sound like him. I'm kind of concerned. I might need to talk to him. He used to be a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But he's making questionable decisions now, and I don't know what to make of it.
I thought that was a very stand-up thing for him to do.
It's just weird. But there's another person that ran out after a match for no reason, a match that he's not involved in. Again, just like what someone else did.
Uh-huh. Then in a strap match, we saw Brody Cormick take on legendary Larry D. No running, no hiding. Brody Cormick, I think, learned a very valuable lesson at FanFest.
The only thing I'm worried about after that match is I hope that Larry D paid for Brody Cormick's baseball bat. Because he broke that baseball bat right over his knee. Don't understand how he was able to do it, other than the fact that Larry D is an absolute monster. But
he's a freak of nature.
Pay Brody Cormick back in full, or Gideon, you're going to have to pass those lawyers. There, you're going to have to give Brody Cormick their business card.
You know what, boss? I actually already did that because I saw that happen. And I talked to Mr. Cormick, and he's already in touch with the lawyers because that's just ridiculous. You can't break another man's property like that. Once again in the NWF, another so-called nice guy, another so-called upstanding citizen, breaking the law.
I think Larry D got sick of getting hit with that baseball bat.
He didn't want to get hit. If he didn't want to get hit with a baseball bat, he shouldn't have signed up for a match with no rules. I mean.
Okay, how would you like me to hit you with a baseball bat?
Well, I don't think you could swing very hard, to be perfectly honest, so.
And why is Gideon going to sign up for a match with no rules? Gideon's not a wrestler. He's an agent.
That's true. And I don't know if I'm going to be wrestling again anytime soon because clearly I can just get jumped from behind and nobody cares.
Gideon, the only time that you're wrestling again is if I'm out there. That's it. Period.
Thank you, boss. Because I know you'll have my back.
Exactly.
And probably what I would consider the biggest shock, disgrace, travesty of the night. The NWF Championship match inside that steel cage. Jordan Clearwater taking on Ryan Stone. Roger Ruffin, special guest referee. There came a point in the match when myself, the Army, everybody saw these two individuals look to put their differences aside to check on the well-being of Roger Ruffin. And, you know, we all knew that wasn't going to last long. But what Nate Pelly did was absolutely disgraceful. It was disgusting. It was despicable. And he's going to have a lot of questions to answer to a lot of people.
You know, for a
because
while...
Because it wasn't for Nate Pelly. Yes.
For a while, me and Gideon really didn't like Nate Pelly. I mean, Nate Pelly is the one that just took it upon himself to rip up a restraining order because he has the right to do that.
Another
in the
illegal
middle of the
act.
For no reason. But anyway, besides that point, Gideon, I personally am starting to kind of like Nate Pelly. I mean, without him, we might have seen Jordan Clearwater as the NWF Heavyweight Champion.
You're right, boss. One more time. Kelly, let me ask you a question. You stated earlier that I got a taste of my own medicine. That's correct?
Yes.
Well, I think that this was just Jordan Clearwater getting a taste of his own medicine because what I saw inside that steel cage with Nate Pelly was an employee standing up for his boss, which I can respect very much. I relate to that. Because Jordan Clearwater, for the second time, punched Roger Ruffin right in the face. Now, if somebody punches my boss in the face, my instinct, my natural reaction is to stand up for my boss. So I believe that Nate Pelly saw Jordan Clearwater attack Roger Ruffin and said, hey, I got to do something about this. That's my boss. So he took it upon himself to do something about it. I mean, am I wrong, boss? Is that what it looked like to you?
That's exactly what I saw. I saw Jordan Clearwater ball up that fist and punch Roger Ruffin right in the face. And once again,
that man,
I can't
right
believe that I'm saying this.
Him.
Can't believe that I'm saying this. But at that moment, I was kind of jealous of Jordan Clearwater because I really want to punch Roger Ruffin right in the face.
I think we all do.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, Kaylee, you know, given the opportunity, you'd nail Roger Ruffin right in the mouth. Quit lying. Come on. Even Ace Diamond wants to punch Roger Ruffin. Don't chase.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, of course you do. I heard absolutely.
So you need a hearing exam, too, obviously.
No, I have the best doctors in the state of California. Thank you, Mr. Swayze.
Anything for you, Gideon.
Walking away, still the NWF champion, the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone. And one question on everybody's mind is, are we seeing the reforming of the Protected Ones?
I mean, well, Kelly, that is a great question, one that I believe will be answered very soon. You're right. People are going to have a lot of questions for Nate Pelly. I'm going to have a question for him myself. Like, why didn't you tase Jordan Clearwater more?
You are such a despicable individual.
And that is slander. You'll have a subpoena in the mail.
What else is new? So let's talk about the Tri-State title match. 2 out of 3 falls.
Oh, thank God.
Kelly,
finally, we're on to important
Kelly,
things.
You want to talk about the Tri-State title match? The 2 out of 3 falls match, finally. You want to talk about that? Let's talk about it. Listen to this. You all hear that? That's the Tri-State title. And it's sitting right here next to me in my mansion in Hollywood, California. Now explain to me, Callie, why the tri-state area is so just filled with trash and garbage that somebody of myself from Hollywood has to come here and take the title from one of your own.
Oh, nobody forced you to come here to do that. Let's be clear on that.
I mean, let's be honest. People have been begging me. I mean, Alex Hayden isn't very good. So, which Gideon,
true.
Speaking of Alex
He's
Hayden and the Tri-State title, yeah, Gideon, you're gonna need to call somebody. It's got a big dent in it from his head from that match. I don't want that to be there anymore. So you're gonna have to call somebody to get that worked out.
We'll get it fixed for you, boss. Don't worry.
Okay.
And you said Gideon has never attacked somebody from behind, that neither one of you ever cheat or do anything underhanded. Did I hear that correctly?
Hey, you finally said something right, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call, after, I believe, your boss sent you to the back that he could do it on his own.
Which he did.
Out
I did.
During the third fall and hitting Alex Hayden with that stanchion for the rope.
Well, Callie, let me refrain to what you said earlier. It's not cheating if you don't get caught. Did Gideon
it's
Weinstein
underhanded.
Get caught?
It is underhanded. And how can you be happy with a victory that you got using saying I can do this on my own when that disproved,
which
you
he
can't.
Did.
I did. Gideon didn't pin Alex Hayden. I pinned Alex Hayden. Gideon didn't help
After
me pin Alex Hayden. He didn't hold me on top of him. I pinned Alex Hayden 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring, not once, but twice. And Gideon
twice.
Did not help me pin him at all in either of those falls.
That's true.
So hitting him with that foreign object had nothing to do with you being able to get that third pinfall.
It wasn't
no,
foreign, it was
because
made in America.
Gideon hit him. Gideon thought that I was hurt. Okay? Which I know all of the other critics did because I'm the world's greatest actor. But really, it was a whole plan. To get Alex Hayden off guard, Gideon came in. Gideon took it upon himself to strike Alex Hayden with that foreign object, which didn't do much to him. All it did was it just helped me get him to where I needed him to be, because those were his lines. The script said that for him to be there, and he wasn't doing it. So Gideon made sure that he would do it. That's all it is. Gideon did not stomp his head in the ring. I did that. I stomped Alex Hayden's head into the ring, and I pinned him in the ring 1, 2, 3.
The fact that you're trying to justify this just absolutely baffles me. That's okay, because you know, I know, you have Army knows.
That
you have
Kelly, you know, Kelly, you want to know what I know? You want to know what I know?
What?
I know that the Northern Wrestling Federation has never seen better days. I know that the golden age of Hollywood is here. And I know that your new NWF Tri-State Champion is Hollywood Adam Swayze. And no amount of slander, no amount of name-calling, nothing you say, Callie, can take that away.
Callie, let me tell you something. I have held this championship for 4 days so far.
Four.
And I am already the greatest tri-state champion the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen.
Fact.
Wow. Just wow.
I mean,
how
Gideon,
does your head? How do you fit through a doorway with a head and an ego that size?
Well, Kelly, I know you don't notice, but doorways in mansions are pretty big. And Mr. Swayze has lots of mansions.
Gideon, now let me ask you a question. Would you disagree that in the short amount of time that I've had this championship, that I am not the greatest tri-state champion the NWS has ever seen?
You absolutely are, boy. The second the referee's hand hit for a third time and you became the NWF tri-state champion, you became the greatest NWF tri-state champion. And I believe, my own personal opinion, that my boss is going to hold on to that championship for as long as he wants.
That, in my opinion, it remains to be seen, because we know Alex Hayden does have a rematch. That is one thing I know would have been in that contract. So.
Speaking of that, Callie, I'm a little confused. I don't spend a lot of my time being confused because I'm a very intelligent man. But I'm a little confused as to why Alex Hayden would want a rematch. And on top of that, why he would want it to be a stretcher match in Covington, Kentucky at Hits. Has he not been embarrassed enough?
What? Did I actually make him stupid at FanFest, Gideon?
I think you did, boss. Because now, not only does he want you to beat him again, he wants you to hospitalize him. He wants you... I think Alex Hayden might
that.
Be sick.
I already did that, Gideon. Last time we were
You're
in
right.
Covington, he was stretching out because of me.
That's
he just wants me to do it again?
I guess anything to get close to a celebrity of your caliber, I think, boss,
I mean,
is what it is.
I guess so.
So I guess we're just going to wait and see then. Can you manage to hang on to that title past our return to Hibbing Covington on September the 15th? Yeah. Can you walk into Covington with that Tri-State title and walk out still champion after that stretch run?
Kelly,
yeah.
Mark my words. I walked out. Actually, let me rephrase that. I walked in to FanFest 12 as Hollywood Adam Slade. I walked out of FanFest 12 as your new Tri-State champion. And mark my words when I say this, that I promise you, FanFest 13, I'm going to walk in still your Tri-State champion, and I'm going to walk out still your Tri-State champion. What I'm trying to get to, Kelly, is that I'm never losing this title. It's never leaving my hands. It's never leaving my mansion. It's never leaving my person. I promise you that, Callie. I have too much money. I can do whatever I want, especially now that I'm a champion. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm Hollywood Adam Slazy. Not only am I Hollywood Adam Slazy, but I am your current Tri-State champion.
FanFest 13, FanFest 14, FanFest 37, doesn't matter. Adam Swayze is the NWF Tri-State Champion. You can send in whoever you want. Doesn't matter. Alex Hayden wants to come back for more. Go ahead. Whoever else wants to step up, Jordan Clearwater, I don't care who. I don't care. They will all fall at the knees of Hollywood Adam Swayze. Every time.
Hey, Ace, make sure you mark that down, that he claims he'll still be holding that title, never losing it between now and FanFest 13. So when FanFest 13 rolls around...
FanFest 27. FanFest 27. Write that down, Ace.
Okay. You've for 15 years... Oh, I'm waiting to rub your nose in the fact that there's no way in the world you're going to be able to retain that title that long. I don't
Kelly,
know.
Honestly, I hope
team still holding it.
Kelly, I hope that Roger Ruffin is smart enough to fire you before the next 15 years comes up. I hope I don't have to look at you for that long.
You only wished you looked as good as me.
I just threw up in my mouth.
I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Ace Diamond, do you have anything you would like to add?
Do you want to go ahead and congratulate Mr. Swayze?
Actually, I would like to congratulate the new champion. I thought that was a very well fought, very smartly fought match.
Gideon, why does Ace not host the show? Why is it Callie?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that since the first time we came on. I don't know why he allows her to run things. She probably tried to fight him. She probably hit the poor man.
I have, with a Guitar Hero guitar.
There you go, playing video games like a child. You probably sit at your house and play, like, PUBG or something, don't you? Because you're a child. That's what children do.
No. Sorry.
Fortnite. Mario Kart.
No.
Probably drinking Baja Blast.
Probably.
No.
And some dumb schmuck. Probably reading comic books.
Ew. No. No, me run the show because I'm just that damn good at it.
No, I disagree.
And you
okay.
can take that to the bank.
Which bank you want me to take it to? You want me to take it to Mr. Swayze's Swiss bank? You want me to take it to Mr. Swayze's bank in France? Which bank you want me to take it to, Kelly?
You can take it to whatever bank you want. Because truth be told, and I will stand by this, I think it was a travesty that Adam Swayze is the Tri-State champion. What Nate Pelly did was disgraceful, and I think you got just what you deserved.
Gideon. Well,
yeah, boss.
Gideon, I don't ever want to come on the show again.
Well, I'll see what I can do, boss, but Ace Diamond has deep pockets. He pays a lot of money for us.
Oh, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, boys.
First of all, Mr. Swayze's a grown man. Second of all, Mr. Swayze doesn't have feelings. He doesn't have time for feelings. The only thing Mr. Swayze feels is gold sitting on his shoulder right now.
A grown man that screams like a little girl. Gotcha.
I've never heard that. I've never heard him scream like a little girl.
Not
what are you
that.
Talking about? You know what I have
no
heard, though?
About.
You know what I have heard, boys? I've heard the sound.
What's that, Gideon?
I've heard the sound of Alex Hayden's head bouncing off the wrestling mat multiple times, crushed underneath your butt. I've heard that.
You want to know what I also heard, Gideon? I heard at FanFest 12, Sean Bossman, the boss of pro wrestling, who's a lot better at announcing than Callie is, announced me as the new Tri-State champion. That's what I heard.
Like I said, it was a travesty.
Well, to you it was a travesty. To me it was the greatest moment of my life.
Then you must have a pretty sad life if that was the greatest moment.
I've had a fantastic life, actually. Mr. Swayze's made sure of that.
Again, I'm going to be good and I'm going to leave it alone.
Probably for the best.
Probably. But with that being said, we're looking forward to the future, so I'm going to bid you gentlemen a good night. Thank you for being on the show, and we will see you, if nothing else, on Friday, August 31st, for Friday Night Fights.
That is right.
That's right.
Friday
August 31st.
31st,
your new Tri-State champion, Hollywood Adam Swayze, will be there with none other than the greatest agent in the world, Gideon Weinstein.
That's right, and we will be celebrating. We will be celebrating.
A Hollywood
celebration.
Enjoy it while you can, boys.
You're not invited. You're not invited to our celebration, Kelly. Ace Diamond, you can come if you'd like.
Absolutely. Kelly, you better not be there. I will call the police.
Please,
I'll have Mike Green throw you out. I'll have Mike Green throw you out.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try it, boys. Have a nice night. Ace Diamond, hang up on these two losers.
Thank you, Ace. I hate you, Kelly.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hollywood Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on the man that entered the Futures Battle Royal and has earned the spot and earned the right to be on the main NWF roster, none other than Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed.
You're right, Miss Callie. Not only did I have a spot in that Battle Royal, I won the Battle Royal, and I earned the main roster spot.
Congratulations. I have the privilege of calling that match, and I have to say I was really rather impressed. You took out some very big men in that match, and I have to say you definitely earned that spot. But let's talk about it, because this upcoming Sunday, August 26th, is the Future Stars show at Bone Crushers at 3 o'clock. Now, I know you were in that spot on the main roster, but I'm sure you're at least making one final appearance.
Not only is it the Future Stars show Sunday at 2 o'clock at Bone Crushers, it's also the last appearance of Andrew Reed on the Future Stars show. And I will be signing my contract and be officially becoming a part of the main roster.
So let's talk a little bit about what we've already heard is signed for this show. We've got representing the MOB, Big Cuz, who is going to be in a handicap match taking on Josh Adams and the Star Rider. That Andre Makarov's mouth overloaded because of abilities, because don't get me wrong, that is a very large individual. He can be a little bit intimidating, maybe a little bit scary. But he's taking on two guys that have made their way to the main roster and really, I think, could push Big Cuz over the edge.
I don't think they pushed Big Cuz over the edge at all. I think he's going to go in Sunday and take care of business. I think Josh Adams and Star Rider need to start rethinking their actions. They're being a little dumb, taking on the challenge from a guy that big. I don't care if it's one, two, three guys. You saw in the Battle Royal, Big Cuz could clear all of us out. It took all of us beating up on Big Cuz for him to eventually get knocked out.
I'm not saying it's not going to be hard, but it's also doable. That's my opinion.
It might be doable, but why? Do Josh and Star Rider like to get beat up? Do they find some sort of pleasure and get beat up? I don't know. Kind of crazy if they want to go up against Big Cuz. Andre Makarov likes to run his mouth, and you saw it put a big target on the both of them in the Battle Royal. But he's going to keep running that mouth until somebody shuts down Big Cuz, and I don't see anybody doing that.
I saw a few guys that stood toe-to-toe with him, but I have to agree, none of them didn't last very long with any of them. Speaking, though, of somebody that could stand toe-to-toe with Big Cuz, newcomer D.C. Holloway is going to go one-on-one with Icon.
D.C. Holloway, Miss Callie, and he's going one-on-one with the Icon. It's his domain. We all know it. It's going to be the Icon, and he's going to upset D.C. in D.C.'s first match. I know they had a little match or whatever last time, but he caught Icon off guard. Icon's going to be ready. DC's a young guy. He might be big, but he's young. And he just doesn't have the experience that these guys have out there.
I will agree with the fact that he is very inexperienced. But again, that is a large individual that is doesn't take being poked very lightly. I mean, that's the truest example of don't poke the bear, because DC is large. He is intimidating. He is he's somebody that I think could flatten Icon if he really, really wanted to.
And it's that kind of confidence that's going to hurt DC. DC thinks the same thing. He even walks out to Superman theme music. Are you kidding me? This guy thinks he's got Superman strength. He thinks he's going to go in there and flatten Icon. Well, Icon's been there. He's been wrestling a little bit longer. So we're going to see experience show this Sunday.
that is definitely a wait-and-see moment. We've also got Kimba, who's going to be there. You and Kimba actually happen to be the last two individuals in that battle royal. Kimba right now is 2-0 in his open challenge to that main roster. He holds victories over Crazy Ed and the most decorated champion in the NWF's history in Anthony Bryant. Now, the question is, and I think myself and the fans are waiting to see, who is going to accept that challenge this Sunday?
You see, I got a bigger question, though. You all might be wondering who's going to accept Kimba's open challenge this Sunday. But my question is why? Why was Kimba on the main show at FanFest? I tossed Kimba out of the ring in the Future Stars Battle Royal. I earned that contract. And I go sit in the back only to see that later in the night, it's Big Bad and Kimba versus the Crimson Mafia for the Tag Team Championships. Are you kidding me? That should have been my spot. I earned that spot. And the fact that no one even talked to me about being in that match upsets me. I don't care who takes Kimba's open challenge. He may be impressive. He may have won his last two, but he didn't win at FanFest, and he is not an official part of the main roster. He may want to beat up on the main roster guys, but I'm the guy that won the match, and I should have been in that tag team championship match.
That is something that you would have to take up with NWF officials, but I can definitely see where you would be upset at the fact that you won that match, but yet Kimba gets the match on the main show of FanFest.
Biggest show of
and
the
not
year.
Just any match. Not just any match. It was a title match.
And this isn't Kimba's first title match. This is his second title match. Where's my title matches? Huh? I beat the Golden Boy. Last time you had me on here, it was leading up to the Future Stars show where I faced the Golden Boy for the third time, and I beat him. And let me tell you, when I was watching that FanFest, I was hoping that Jordan Clearwater would win that Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship because I'm on the main roster now. And since I beat him, I would have been first in line for the title. But I guess you could say I was shocked at the ending of that match, pun intended.
I think a lot of people were shocked. I was appalled at Nate Pelly's actions. That was... So let me, since you mentioned that, what went through your mind when you saw Nate Pelly? Okay, silver platter, hand Ryan Stone the victory at FanFest.
You know, the whole time I was watching, wondering what Ryan's plan was. I know Ryan Stone. I know him very well. He's cold and he's calculated. And I know he was going to have a plan going into that match. There was no way the Golden Boy was walking out with that title, whether all the NWF Army thought it or not. He was not walking out of that match with the title, and that's because Ryan Stone has a plan. Just like when I came on this show, I said I had a plan.
That you did, and obviously your plan was Ryan Stone as well.
Let's get back to the Future Stars show, though, Callie. Let's talk about this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Bone Crushers. What else are we going to see?
For the first time ever, and I do mean ever, in NWF history, whether it be the main roster show, whether it be a Future Star show, we are going to see for the very first time Big Mama versus Nikki Victory, and that women's match will be the main event of that show. The first time the women have ever main evented any NWF event. It is historic. It is huge.
That's what the Future Stars show is all about. It's all about first. There's tons of firsts this Sunday. like you said, there's the first all-women's main event, Nikki Victory versus Big Mama. Don't forget that this is also going to be the first Future Stars show where Andrew Reed is not in the main event. I'm not in
Very
the main
true.
Event because I'm moving on to bigger and better things. But still, the ladies are going to tear the house down. It's going to be a great show Sunday, and you're going to want to be there.
Absolutely.
Like I said last time, the shows always sell out. You're going to want to be there. There's always a line around the building. Make sure you get good seats. Make sure you don't get denied at the door.
Definitely want to get there early, get the best seats possible. And I will say this, the Future Stars have sold it out every time. And last time we were there, we saw Nikki Victory and Big Mama. 2 out of 3 falls. Bit of a controversial ending. Some problems with the referee. Titan has promised they will have a different referee for this historic main event ladies match.
And they should. They should have a different referee.
Oh,
we need
absolutely.
To see who's the better woman out of the two. We need to see who's better, Nikki Victory or Big Mama. And we're finally going to get to Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it. I know the fans are looking forward to it. This Sunday, the Future Stars in action. Make sure you get there. Get there early. Doors open at 1 o'clock. So be there. It is always, always a great time, and it is always a bone-crushing night of action, or in this case, bone-crushing afternoon of action.
It's not just any afternoon time. You'll be able to see Andrew Reed on the Future Stars show, so you're not going to want to miss it. This is my show. I've been running it since it started, and now it's time for me to leave. It's time to see who's going to step up and take over this show.
Absolutely. Andrew Reed, this will be your last appearance that I'm aware of right now at the Future Star Show. You earned a huge victory to get that spot on the main roster. And honestly, I mean, I'm going to say it. I'm happy for you. I think you deserved it. You definitely earned that position. You earned that shot, and you earned the right to be on the main roster for the NWF. So for that,
and I also earned the right to be in that tag team championship match. But apparently, some NWF officials don't feel the same. So I'm gonna have to get to the bottom of that, Miss Callie. But thank you for telling me what I already knew, and that's that. I am the best. I am the future. No, I'm not the future. I am the right now of the NWF. And as soon as I sign that contract Sunday, I'm coming to take over the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what it's all about. The Future Stars stepping up, and they are literally trying to take over. And I'm very interested to see where your career takes you once you hit that main roster on a full-time basis. Because I've seen where you've had a couple of appearances here and there, but you are now a permanent member on that main roster. So just be forewarned. You worked hard to get there. Now, are you ready for the challenge of being there regularly, week in, week out? These boys hit hard, and they do not play. As I'm sure you're well aware.
I know about the main roster superstars. I know they hit hard. If you weren't there a month ago and hit, I got beat with the strap by Larry D. That's probably the most intimidating man that you could face and all the NWF, I'm ready for the main roster, guys. I'm ready to sign that contract Sunday and make it official.
You heard it right there, folks. We have the huge contract signing for Andrew Reed this Sunday at the Future Stars event at Bone Crushers. Make sure you get there. Get there early. Get in the door. Get the best seats in the house. And also remember, we have the historic first ever ladies main event in the NWF. You don't want to miss a moment of the action. Andrew Reed, a huge congratulations on your victory. I look forward to seeing
you,
being able to sign that contract. I look forward to seeing who your first opponent is on the main roster. And I am definitely looking forward to seeing who the better woman is come this Sunday when we see the Future Stars in action. Ace Diamond?
Andrew Reed, I want to also congratulate you on that big win, and I wish you the best on your future on the main roster.
Thank you, Ace.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Ace Diamond, Andrew Reed, and myself, we want to see everybody this Sunday at Bone Crushers. That is 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, to see the Future Stars in action. Remember, doors open at 1, bell time is 2 p.m., so make sure you join us this Sunday. It is going to be a night of historic proportions. Andrew Reed signs his contract as a member of the main roster and the first ever women's main event match on any NWF stage. So make sure you join us this Sunday, and make sure you join us Friday night, August 31st, to see the main roster of the Northern Wrestling Federation in action for Friday Night Fights.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy couple weekends.
It always is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Reed, have a nice evening.
He's already gone. Miss Callie, I think this is one of our best shows ever.
I have to agree. Other than the fact that we had to listen to Gideon Weinstein.
You know, I just kind of imagine never mind, that'll get me hit by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep that thought to myself.
Probably a really good idea.
But, Miss Callie, I don't know about you, but I've got dinner waiting for me, and I'm a little bit hungry. So I'm going to bid you a good night. Wrestling fans, be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 11:30, actually 10:30 Eastern, for another episode of Matt Chat. For Miss Callie, for Andrew Reed, for Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.